Devil's Advocates. Fold lines open. Air your grievances up in here. 844-967-2789.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kangaroo Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins. A team that keeps you informed at every step. And a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, air your grievances now. 844-967-2789. Line them up, because otherwise I'm promoting more sports up around here, man. Can't wait for the big football weekend, dude. I live for this stuff. You know I do. You know I do. That and Hawaiian shirts. I live for this stuff. Yeah. I got my Badger hat on. I got the
Megan P.I. over here, man.
Buddy, I got the Jordan Love boat strapped up at home. Can't wait to hop in the truck and take her up and throw her on the lake. And, of course, listen to my beloved Badgers. I would recommend the flagship stream, WRJN. They're kicking off 6:30 on Saturday night. Little night affair. We got Badger stations all around the state, though. Minneapolis Outmarket, WLAK, 1260 AM. Up in central northern Wisconsin, we've got WFHR, locally grown radio, and Badgers. That's 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. And, of course, our Badger flagship in southwestern Wisconsin, WRCE. They got our Badgers over there. That's 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Really, I'm just testing myself. See if I still know what stations we have. And our flagship, 1400 WRJN. Listen, Racine, Kenosha, and most importantly, all across Milwaukee. Not only will we have the Badgers, we're also going to have the Packers. 325 kickoff. Pre-game like 2 hours earlier. Dom, I am so pumped about the kickoff of the NFL season. Man, I never thought we'd have the Packers.
And we have the Packers.
And we do. Across the
That's
network.
Fantastic.
The Big Q up north, too. 98.3 FM in Park Falls and Minocqua. Anywhere there's a cabin in northern Wisconsin, put on 98.3. You'll probably hear our Packer coverage. And WRCO, we're going to party with the Packer fans on September 28th in Richland Center. If you didn't hear, Dom and Kruk going on the road for a Fall Love Hometown Tour 2023, something like that. And we will be in Richland Center September 28th for a little politics, then Packers, a little watch party. courtesy of WRCO. They're our Packers affiliate, and WRCE, where they play out the greatest radio show ever. That's us, Tom.
That's us.
Pack GM football, door to door. But what about that Lindsey Graham and the other named but not indicted people in the state of Georgia, man? Guilty, guilty, guilty. Line up the indictments.
I mean, listen, I rely on DA Willis to make the best decision to get the convictions based on the evidence that she has.
Did she feel like 19 concurrent defendants at trial would be cumbersome?
I don't know that the number was the case. Presumably it's about the evidence. So we'll have to wait and see, but I want to throw this one out there again. 844-967-2789 Washington Post reporting judge denies Mark Meadows' effort to move Georgia case to the federal court.
That's a big deal for Mark Meadows. That means he's effectively Scroogied, right, Dom? Cause he was claiming all of these things were efforts as the chief of staff to the former president.
Right.
You know,
the judge found the actions at the heart of the state's charges against Meadows were taken on behalf of the Trump campaign with the ultimate goal of affecting state election activities and procedures. He added, Meadows himself testified that working for the Trump campaign would be outside the scope of a White House chief of staff. I mean, he said that himself. Let's go a little bit further down here. The ruling will proceed. Meadows' case will proceed in Fulton County Superior Court with no opportunity to make the argument. Damn it, let me scroll back here just a moment. Bear with me. Jones, the judge's decision is also not good news for four other co-defendants who have sought to move their cases to federal court. Jones said during Meadows' August 28 hearing that he expected his ruling to serve as precedent for other cases. While Trump has not sought removal, his lawyers indicated in a Superior Court filing on Thursday he may do so. The decision would appear to bode poorly for him, too, if he chooses to seek removal. And if anybody had a case for removal to the federal court, presumably it was Meadows. The other folks, if Meadows didn't get it, nobody's getting it.
844-967-2789. It's stacking up against the Trump loyalist. They're going to start jumping off the ship like rats, right, Dom?
You would think so.
Mark Meadows was already being accused of being the rat. Catherine from Madison, welcome to the show. You got a grievance?
Hey, Catherine.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the show today. It was really good. I'm calling in because we're often saying that elections have consequences, but laws and rules have consequences too.
Yes.
And I'm still irritated that Josh Call is not bringing a case against the fake electors. It's like almost 3 years now. And I honestly think that might be the fact that here in Wisconsin, those electors are going essentially scot-free right now for an obvious, simple case of, you know,
A civil trial that is scheduled for next year, Catherine, and I'm not saying that's the same as a criminal trial, but understand, Catherine, let's assume they're guilty of the underlying conspiracy. These false electors mm-hmm. that were at the direction of Rudy Giuliani or Troopas or Cheesebro or Eastman, whoever gave them the advice, they took it and showed themselves to be gullible, perhaps criminally complicit, in our opinion. But the attorney general hasn't charged that. So if there's going to be any justice, probably for Wisconsinites, and I feel like these people wronged us, right? But the only justice will come through the civil trials. That will be the exposure, and that will be financial exposure. They're being sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars each, Catherine. And that's not quite the same as a jail cell, but it's going to sting.
Yeah.
It's going to sting.
I know, but I still think it's not enough. I think that they're getting away with this and not even getting charged just makes them feel like they can, you know, try to kick Protasiewicz out, essentially kick her out by making sure she doesn't have any, you know, she can't go forward with being the justice.
Who am I kidding, Catherine? I agreed with you the whole time. I was just looking for a silver lining on a Friday afternoon.
Well, take what we can get, Catherine. Well, I mean, I agree. I'm with you as well. I mean, if this, and we think it's criminal, it's fraud. They knew what they were doing. Hell, the former chair of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin said this is a terrible idea. It's going to fail. And then he went on to sign for it, Catherine. So, no, I'm not. I mean, I think the pressure should still be on call. Why not? Why aren't you going down this road? Now, maybe he is, and he's not talking about, you know, open investigations, et cetera. But it seems to me that if you do not go after what is seemingly obvious fraud to me, that you do not discourage that behavior from happening again in the future. Thanks for the call, Catherine. Have a great weekend.
Thank you to our fine guests. They included Ben Wickler, chairman of the fine Democratic Party at great state of Wisconsin. Also, Mike Clemens, he is our Packer beat reporter, Civic Media sports director. Packers by 3 touchdowns. That's my prediction.
I'll take it.
No, don't forget, Maggie Dawn Show is next, and Pizza Box Mike, high school football across many of these stations. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Let's go surfing now.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids.
ABC News.